Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Your second question was, can the zip ties be removed from Exhibit 199, Potter's gun, so that it can be held out of, so it can be held out of the evidence box? And the answer is yes.
And that was Judge Regina Chu yesterday talking to the jury when they had a couple of questions for her, one of them wondering if they could have the gun of former officer Kimberly Potter removed from a box where it was held by a zip tie so that they could, we presume, compare it to handling the taser. And here now to talk more about these questions from the jury, what we might be able to read into it, what we maybe shouldn't read into it, is attorney A.L. Brown from the Capital City Law Group. Mr. Brown, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Tom.
What do you make of this? These questions, you've been through a lot of trials. You're always wondering what the jury is going to do or say, and you're always wondering what's going on behind closed doors. What do you make, first of all, of that question about the gun, and they wanted to be able to handle it?
Well, I take the two questions in combination. The first question about essentially being in disagreement and what to do with that disagreement, along with the question about wanting to handle the firearm, indicates to me, and this is all in some level reading tea leaves, Tom, but indicates to me that the jury can't decide, and that there are some members of the jury who are trying to explain to others, we don't know how many, how could you make this mistake? We need to actually hold and handle the gun to get a good sense of the weight and the and get as much into Kim Potter's shoes as we possibly can. But I suspect there's a jury or juror or so in the room saying, if you just look at the weight, the difference between the weight of the gun and the weight of the taser, we shouldn't be here. This should be easy. And there are some jurors who are resisting that proposition.
You mean easy in terms of finding her guilty of being reckless or culpably negligent?
Correct. And, you know, that's not my assessment. That's just me reading the tea leaves of the two questions combined between that were proffered to the judge. I think it's a difficult case. I'm not quite sure how it's going to turn out, but the public has at least gotten a insight in that the jury's not unanimous, that they're not on one page. Now, they can start that way and end up with a guilty verdict. They can start that way and end up with a not guilty verdict. But at least in this moment, the defense has injected reasonable doubt into the room, and the state's case is being prosecuted by another member of the jury.
And the one thing the jury can't tell, they might be able to tell, well, how similar or different the handles are on the taser and the handgun, the difference in the weight. But the one thing that they can't do to put themselves in the shoes of former Officer Potter is that moment, as she described it, the chaotic scene that she said this turned into when Dante Wright resisted. So there's only so much they can do with the weight and the feel of the guns, correct?
Well, sure, but every cop who's on trial says that the moment was chaotic, that we had to make this decision in split seconds. I mean, that's the go-to. Doesn't mean it's not true, but if you don't hear that in a case where a cop is being prosecuted or a cop is generally testifying, then you're probably listening to the wrong trial. You've wandered into the wrong courtroom. That's standard fare. And we always ask jurors to second-guess cops. The proposition that you can't be exactly in Kim Potter's shoes and therefore you can't judge her means that no cop can be judged, and that's just not the society we live in.
And then the final question for you, I know they go back and resume deliberations, I believe, at 9 o'clock this morning, but what should we read into the fact, if anything? It's been about 15 hours of deliberations so far. Generally, the quicker a jury makes a decision, the rule of thumb, if there is such a thing, is that there's probably going to be a conviction. Is that right? But the longer it goes, the more murky it becomes?
I've seen jurors come back in 45 minutes with not guilty verdicts, and I've seen them come back in 45 minutes with guilty verdicts. I don't think we can do anything but wait and just kind of let the process play out.
All right. That's the beauty of the legal system. We don't know what the jury is doing, but we all heard the evidence that was presented if we watched the trial. And so now it's up to the jury to decide. A.L. Brown, thank you so much for offering your insight this morning from the Capital City Law Group.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Again, A.L. Brown joining us from St. Paul here on News Talk 830.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.